Among the irritations in the Warsaw speech were these. Now, he's talking about the libs that are irritated by President Trump's speech, and they are. Quote, "We put faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, at the center of our lives," close quote. As that was being said, the parents of a gravely ill child, Charlie Gard, were tussling with government officials in London who did not want to release their infant to them. So again, there's good stuff in President Trump's speech. This is the second visit that he has now made to Europe. In the first visit, he visited with Pope Francis, and we saw Melania Trump actually getting her rosary blessed, hers, not the souvenir one that the fridge magnet one that you get at the Vatican. We saw her getting her rosary blessed. And now the president goes and gives a speech in front of a monument to a reviving Catholic. I know Poles, and they're probably sending me text messages right now going, "Michael, Poland is not Catholic country no more. You must tell guests to cease and desist. We may have a revival going on, but not Catholic country. If you go, you'd see all the evil that's still there." There may still be evil there, but there is progress being made. And my point is that we ought to be right. You can't just always look for the dour and for the wrong, right?
I completely agree. You know, one thing that I have to throw in here is that there is a problem with both the traditional side of the Catholics and the more liberal side, and that's that they keep looking at this world, and they're looking for perfection of some kind in this world, and there won't be any perfection in this world, only except at the altar of Christ. And what we have to do is draw as many people to that altar as possible. We are all sinners. We are all going to be sinners, but you know, that doesn't mean, you know, put your blinders on and don't look at the horrible things that are taking place and expose them. Yes, absolutely. We have to expose them. We have to root them out because they are causing people to lose their soul.
Sure.
On the other hand, we can't hope and look for perfection in this world. And I hear it so many times now, people talking about how, oh, but, you know, it may be good or this may be good, but then this bad thing. Can't we just appreciate and enjoy some of the good things for what they are sometimes?
Well, I wholeheartedly concur. and hey, brother, you and I just did. So let's give ourselves a little round of applause.